Alt NPR.
Welcome to Press Start, a podcast about the art and craft of video games. I'm Kyle Orland.
I'm Ralph Cooper.
And I'm Rob Holt.
And if Rob sounds a little far away, that's because he is.
He's about 2,600 miles away.
The Atari 2,600 miles away. Rob,
yes.
You want to explain why you're on the phone here?
Yeah, so I'm sitting in a parking lot in Redmond, Washington, working for Microsoft now, but not on the games. So
make
I'm working
that clear.
For two things I have to say about it. One is, I work for Microsoft, take everything I say with a grain of salt. The other thing is, you know, what I say doesn't represent Microsoft, so I'm not a representative of Microsoft here. This is my own opinions, so...
What part of Microsoft do you work for?
I work for the media guys, so when you go to windowsmedia.com, that's the site that I'm in charge of.
So what you're technically saying to us, Rob, is that they only own 5% of you, and the other 90 or so percent belongs to us, minus the 5 to 3% that might belong to the wife.
No, I didn't say any of that stuff.
Wonderful.
Okay, so after that caveat, we're devoting this whole thing to the Xbox 360. No.
Yes.
No, we're not actually doing that because there's a lot of consoles coming out. It's that time of year, the holiday season, the best time of the year to be a gamer.
Game Wars.
And this year, it's console war time with two new systems coming out and the Xbox 360 already out for a while. So let's talk about what the news has been since our last podcast, which seems like...
It feels like a long time ago.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I think all of us lost weight in the interim, so...
Except for me.
A few scheduling snafus and Rob moving off to Seattle, but...
Yeah, all of us had some stuff to do. Somebody went to Spain, I think.
Yeah? We'll get to that a little later.
Time, by the way. Anyway.
All right, so the first bit of news a few weeks ago was that Sony announced that their PlayStation 3 would be delayed until spring of next year in the European market, and secondly, that they would only have 400,000 launch units in America on November 17th and 100,000... in Japan, which is right around there, I believe. So this is both of these are due to a problem with the Blu-ray lasers, which they thought they would be able to produce at a much higher rate, and obviously they've been having some manufacturing problems. What do you guys think this will mean for Sony in the near term and in the long term?
The first thing you said just makes me laugh because I remember Kaz Hirai, I believe, is the one who said, all the Europeans don't mind waiting.
Yeah, he said that. They're used to having things later, he said. And you know, they are, but... They were promising a worldwide launch here for months and months, and in fact, they were promising it originally in April.
That's right.
And now it's been delayed once and now twice in Europe.
First of all, I'm really pissed that they're making us pay for the Blu-ray when all I want is another game machine that's decent. Why don't they make it an add-on like Microsoft? Wait a minute, hold on.
Careful there.
No, I just honestly think that they could have done that a lot better. You know, the Blu-ray is what I keep hearing is what's pushing it back, and That's ridiculous. First of all, it's too much money, and why do we have to wait for this Blu-ray thing?
I agree, and not only that, it makes me feel like everybody who's about to buy a PlayStation 3 is about to be a beta tester, in so many words, for Sony. You're paying $600 for a piece of untested technology. I don't care how good it looks. I don't care about how smooth the little console looks. That's my thought, and like, you know, they're going to push back to the guys in Europe, and they're only given a certain amount of consoles, so we're only going to see so much. So that also tells me that game launches are going to be kind of backed up. It tells me that all of the things they're promising as far as the PSP integration is going to be backed up. And personally, my whole thought pattern is, point blank, the DS is whooping the PSP's butt, and they were like, yeah, you know what, before we take another L like this, let's slow it down and look at what we're doing, because that to me is where it's coming from.
Well, I don't know. I think they want to satisfy demand as much as they can. It's just they physically can't be able to, and it's because of the beta testing problems you're talking about. This Blu-ray thing has really held up. If this system weren't a Blu-ray player, it may have actually been able to come out in significant numbers now or maybe even earlier. They're really placing a lot on the movie side of this.
I agree.
And I don't know, do you guys have HD TVs?
Yeah.
Unlike the rest of America does not.
I don't either. So,
oh,
I mean, we're pretty big gamers, and only one third of us do. So they're hoping in the next 5 or 10 years or however long they think the system is that HD TV will really be a big part and that people will need HD TV support from their systems. Do you guys think that's actually going to happen?
The Wii and the 360 already have that support, and the GameCube does some limited capacity already. I don't think that's the issue. I think that they're betting the whole company on this. You know, it's like they're trying to get this Blu-ray thing out the door. And you look how badly the UMD format failed for movies. I mean, I don't know any place that's selling UMDs anymore. They should learn from that. I mean, I guess they have more partners than just Sony in this, but I don't know. It just seems like a really bad decision.
I'm pretty sure the Wii doesn't have HD support. That was one of the big things.
Really?
We saw it on a 16:9 TV, and it looks
pretty nice, but I'm pretty sure it's only 480p. It doesn't go up. That's kind of HD. It's progressive instead of interlaced, but it doesn't go up to true, 720 or 1080. But without getting into the technical things, it's not nearly as nice as the other two.
I'm definitely a person who... let's say I was a skeptic about HD. I remember when HD was coming out like 3-4 years ago, and there was all this talk, and it would show you a picture of a lake and an eagle flying over on one TV, and then they show you the same eagle in the same lake on another TV, and they'd be like, ooh, the difference. And it was like, no, I don't get it. However, I was going to say, I got a friend of mine that just bought a 360. And, when I went over his house to put a 360 and we were looking at Madden, we both were like unimpressed. He got an HD. And it was like,
it really helps with video games.
Wow. So, like, I can understand the difference that it would cause. But to pull it back with the whole Sony and this Blu-ray thing, once again, I say that most people in America don't have HD. Most people in America don't even have simulated HD because it costs too doggone much.
But will they in the next 5 years?
And
that's
I don't
what Sony's
know.
Betting on.
I mean, unless they force you to do it and they make TVs hella cheap, I don't see it. I mean, although I understand it from a gamer perspective, the HD to me is easily one of the illest things to ever hit video games. I mean, it's just something about playing Madden in the first quarter. You're coming out with crisp jerseys to the point that you could probably see where they starched the numbers. And then by the end of the game, you can see where these dudes are sweating at, where they've been hit at, where the uniform is torn at. Like, just from a gaming perspective, to think of something like a Zelda or a Splinter Cell or Ico. Boom. Ico in HD. Tell me that we're not
Shadow of the Colossus. That would be great. But, technology is always coming down in price. You think in 3-4 years, these TVs that are now $1,000, $2,000 will be... more like $400, $500, maybe $200 for a low-end one. Will that affect things?
I mean, my homeboy that I just spoke about who got the HD for his house, he bought an open-box Philips 48-inch that was originally $800, and he got it for $400. So,
they're really coming down.
They're coming down hard, and especially if everybody's talking about making HD the format for television.
And for video games.
And for video games. I mean, you don't have a choice. It's definitely going to come down, and you won't be able to buy anything soon with regular old 84 to 95 television.
There's that, I think they delayed it again, but the FCC rule, the FCC law, or whatever, I don't know if it's a law, but I think it's a national law that says all stations must be broadcasting exclusively in digital by a certain date.
Yeah,
they'll offer these down converters that'll make it so that you can view HDTV on an analog, and an old analog TV just won't look as good. It'll be squashed or whatever. Not squashed, but it just won't look as good. That's going to force the selling of it. And you can still use your old TV, but it's going to happen in 5 years. I think that's the right number of years.
One company that's hoping that HD is not as much of the next 5 years is Nintendo, which, as we talked about earlier, doesn't support true HD on their Wii. But they did recently announce a few important details about the Wii launch, things that have been speculated on for months and months, and that is the price, which is $250, and the release date, November 19th, which I was kind of surprised about. That November 19th is 2 days after the PlayStation 3 launches. Everyone said they were going to be getting out first, including, I think, Nintendo early on said they were going to not make the same mistake as the GameCube and get out, before Sony this time. That $250 price, some people thought it was a little much, more than the $200 price people have been speculating, but it does come with a pack in game, Wii Sports. What do you guys think?
Ooh, me first.
Me too.
here you go. I as you all know, I work in another place that does news and radio, and I have to say how shocked I was to hear a number of my business shows all hyping the Wii. All of them. There are a lot of people hyping
the
Wii.
Does have the hype machine.
Yeah, over the PS. And I personally think it's great because I'm hyping the Wii over the PS. I mean, I think it's fair to say that I haven't been this excited about a video game launch since the Dreamcast, to be very honest.
Toys R Us put it on their hot toy list for the holiday season. This is the first time a video game console has ever made it on that list. So that just shows how much people are behind it.
And from my brief time of seeing it, even, I'm still floored. I'm still like, I can't wait for the game. Like, I'm already taking the 19th off. Like, I'm excited about it. And I would also think that when the announcement was made for the Wii, The Sony announcement came after that. I remember
that.
About a week after. So what I think happened is Nintendo definitely was trying to play the game of we're trying to come out before you, but Sony definitely is playing the Sony game. And I definitely think that the Wii is going to be the system of the Christmas season. Personally, I just think it is. I see too many great things with it. How do you feel about it, Rob?
I'm really looking forward to it, too. And I'm really looking forward to the casual games and the older games. I just saw that you can actually play Commodore 64 games on it.
Filthiness.
That's just going to make it so amazing. I mean, that's one of the things. I actually probably spend more time playing Xbox Live Arcade than I do playing the actual 360, disc games. So it's it's funny because I've been playing, really hardcore, like World of Warcraft, but then tons of casual games like DS stuff and, PopCap games, things like that. So it's like I'm really looking forward to the Wii because of the casual games that are coming up.
And that's what they're counting on. They're hoping to, get people who don't traditionally play games, people who won't care that you can, see the crispness of the jersey. They don't want the first-person shooters that are really prevalent on today's systems. But they announced the launch lineup for the system, too, and a lot of the big names, the Marios, the Smash Brothers, are not going to be there. Nintendo has Zelda and Excitruck, and there are a few third-party games, but what do you guys think of the launch lineup?
Wait, so the Zelda is part of the launch lineup?
Zelda is going to be part of the launch lineup, and there's about a dozen other games from third parties and Excitruck from Nintendo. Well, they've had problems in the past with, Nintendo 64 only launched with three games. GameCube had a really weak launch, and a few months after, they've promised that they're going to be better about it this time. Do you think they can do that?
I tell you, I was happy with the fact that the N64 came out with Super Mario 64.
That's
all I wanted, and that's all I needed.
And they're hoping Zelda will do that this time.
Yeah.
It'll do that for me, because I played it a little bit, and it'll do it for me.
Well, the other thing that I really like about the Wii, because if the Wii does what I've read and is promised to do as far as all of the GameCube games being able to be back playable at the launch and all these, all the casual games being downloadable close to launch and things like that, if they really pull that off, to me, that's going to be the killer. Because even with the 360, for example, you still can't play games that were made 2 years ago on the 360. A lot of games, including a couple of their top selling sports games, I know you can't play
for the original Xbox.
Right, for the original Xbox.
Yeah.
So
the
I mean,
compatibility.
Yeah,
stuff,
it's not there. But supposedly with Nintendo, this has all been kind of promised.
Well, Nintendo, you can play all the GameCube games on launch, and they're going to have four games from older systems. They're going to have Super Mario 64, Super Mario Brothers, Legend of Zelda, and Mario World.
What more do you need?
And they're going to be coming out with a lot more quickly. They said, I think, 30 or 60 by the end of the year. But it's not like every game immediately like people had thought. And you have to pay a few bucks for these old games. So you guys are saying, I would tend to agree that having all these old games on your hard drive there without having to search through the cartridges or go to flea markets or anything to find them, I mean,
or Usenet.
Is it just nostalgia, or are you really going to be playing these games for a long time?
I think it's two things. I think it's nostalgia, which is coupled with playing these games for a long time. And then two, I think it's going after a very specific audience. I mean, if you look at that's exactly. You know what I'm saying? If you look at the three of us, we represent a very interesting cross-section of video gamers. You know what I mean? Because we all, I will say on one level or another, are pretty hardcore gamers.
Sure.
But we, just like any casual gamer, still get misty-eyed about, the first time we played Super Nintendo, the first time we played Metroid, the first time, games like that. So I think that they're trying to go after this audience who looks at video games and says, you know what, this is just way too complicated. I need two buttons and a direction. I don't need shoulder buttons. I don't need a white button or a black button. I don't need a controller that does special things in my hand. I don't need any of that. I just want to come home after a long day of work and score 999,000 points in Donkey Kong for the game to reset. I really think that's the audience of people they're going after, and I think it's a winner move.
A lot of people of a certain age still equate Nintendo with video games. They say, playing the Nintendo, but now there's a whole generation who's been raised on PlayStation for the last 10 years who says, play the PlayStation, play the Sony. So Nintendo's hoping to get back to that nostalgia-filled past, I think, a little bit much. But Nintendo and Sony are not the only two people in this race, of course. There's one system that's already been out for a little under a year now, and they're not sitting quietly, of course. Microsoft had a big event in Barcelona, Spain. the XO6 promotional event, which one of us got to go to.
I wonder who that was, Rob. Do you know who it was, Rob?
Wasn't me or Ralph.
Yeah, I definitely did. I was busy moving into a crib. Rob, you were in Seattle, weren't you?
Yes. Okay. I was in Redmond, Washington.
Right.
So yeah, I guess none of us went. No, it was me. I went over to Barcelona for my duties at joystick.com and saw a lot of big announcements there. One of them was the HD DVD player, which is going to be a $200 add-on for the Xbox 360. That's going the different tack of Sony, where they're hoping that some people won't want to pay the extra money for HD movies. Do you think people are going to be clamoring to spend $200 for this? Or?
Hold up, Rob. Okay, Kyle, you keep asking us how do we feel. Kyle, how do you feel? Do you think people are going to pay $200 for this, Kyle?
I don't think so. I think movies are kind of an extra add-on. You know, for the people buy a video game system to play games,
right,
and they're not really looking for movies. If they want an HD DVD player, they can get one separately. You know, you'd be the jack of all trades and master of none.
Mm. But what about when video games, they start making 360 video games for the HD DVD, they can take advantage of the increased capacity?
They said they're not going to do that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they said a few times that it's too slow.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Through the external drive.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's not FireWire or anything like that where it could pull quick, which would make a difference. But I think about a lot because I remember when the Dreamcast came out and it was between the Dreamcast and the 360.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember telling a lot of my friends the main reason that I wanted the Dreamcast over the Xbox was because the Dreamcast did not play movies. Mm-hmm. And I felt like that was a big point to me because I was like, the last thing I want is for me to get a brand new game and come rushing home for my girlfriend or other significant person in my life, well, probably a woman more than likely, to come in and be like, oh, let's watch this movie.
Yeah, but
I get salty. So I felt like that. And it wasn't until I got an Xbox and was able to watch DVDs. I was like,
I think the timing of that was a little different. The DVD market had already been around for a few years. It was ready to explode.
Right.
And it came at a decent cost. You know, the Xbox was $400 when it came out, I think.
Yeah, just about.
So, I mean, it wasn't a huge extra cost. The Blu-ray and HD DVD are new, unproven technologies. A lot of people don't even have TVs that'll support it. The features of it are not as big a jump over regular DVDs, I think. I don't know if it'll be the same thing this time around. Rob, what do you think about that?
I have to abstain.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's Microsoft. You're going to keep quiet on the Microsoft side.
No. I don't think I've ever watched a movie on my Xbox or on my PlayStation.
I use PlayStation 2 all the time.
Ah, man, what are you talking about? That's all. Porn looks so great on the Xbox. I don't know what you guys are talking
about.
That's
what Microsoft wants to promote.
It made a believer out of me. Sorry.
See, they don't support, at the time, you know, like none of them supported progressive scan DVD. So I have an HDTV, so I said, I'm not watching it because the quality is not going to be good as it would be through a progressive scan DVD player. Now, I'm probably going to buy the add-on because I'm not going to, you know, shell out for a new DVD player right now. But I'll probably buy it because that might be the only way I'm going to watch HD DVD movies.
$200 is pretty cheap if you already own a 360.
I guess so.
Compared to an HD DVD player that could be $600, $700 on its own.
That's fair. But, I mean, also, my beautiful words of advice to all people involved in technical things and gadgety, nerdy things, much like ourselves, is patience.
Yeah.
You gotta
be a
wait.
Tester.
You gotta wait. That too. That always helps because then you get free. with a lot of this stuff, we have seen it. We have all seen it. I mean, I remember getting my Dreamcast and putting aside money to buy the Dreamcast and putting aside money to buy Dreamcast accessories, the fishing pole, the dancing pad, the car driving stick.
Keyboard.
I have all the keyboard, the mouse. I have all that crap. And then, like, what, a year or two after I have the damn thing, I watched the price go from, $2 to $150 to $50.
But just think of all the time you enjoyed in between there with the Dreamcast.
Yeah, I enjoyed that thing, man. I loved playing that with the Dreamcast.
Well, I mean, I agree. I enjoyed it. But I guess my point is, if I'd have waited, you know what I'm saying? I'd have got everything and every piece of it for cheaper. So,
and you would have missed out on Jet Grind Radio for those 2 years. And
think about that. Enough movie talk. There were a few more announcements from Microsoft at this event. One big one was that Grand Theft Auto 4, which is coming out the same day on the Xbox 360 as it will on the PlayStation 3, it will have two exclusive mission packs that will only be on Xbox Live, downloadable, which is a pretty big coup for them. They also have announced that the next Splinter Cell game after Double Agent is going to be exclusive to the Xbox 360. So it seems like a lot of third-party developers, or at least a few, are jumping ship from Sony exclusivity over to Microsoft. And I think that shows a lot, they're getting a lot of the mindshare.
I agree. And I also think that a lot of them are jumping over simply because, oh, I hate to even admit this. But it's graphically just a better damn machine. I mean, that's all it boils down to. I mean, if you play Splinter Cell on the Xbox and you just play Splinter Cell on the PS2, the difference is so alarming and it's scary.
Well, it's a huge jump over the last generation, but how is it going to hold up against the PlayStation 3 is what people have said. And from what I've seen and from what I've heard, people don't think that the PlayStation 3 is as big a leap over the 360 as it could be.
I agree. Not for $600.
Not for the
price. And the whole Blu-ray... we don't really know if it's going to work, but we're going to charge you for it anyway type of deal. Like, I'm cool. Like, I think that I really do see the 360 right now. It changes my mind every time I look at it. It takes me a lot every time I look at one and not be like, you know what, I'm just going to turn everything in and pick it up. Because, you know, the games, and especially when you add the HD element to it. And until I see, physically see a PlayStation 3 and the games and this great big promise of whatever with this Blu-ray crap, I'm still unconvinced.
And that's the thing. Microsoft's system is out now. Mm-hmm. They've gotten over all their supply problems they had in the first few months. It's on store shelves. People can play it for themselves, where these other two systems, at least for Sony, it's going to be hard to get when you start out. Nintendo has promised loads of supply around the world, but it's going to be unproven. It's going to have a small cadre of launch games. So, you know, this big head start is really affecting things.
Another key is that Microsoft just released this XNA development platform, so anybody can write games for the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
And it's really, you know, it actually is really, really easy to use, and it's very cool. And I think that the developer tools, I think I've been hearing that developers are a lot happier with the tools than they are with Sony's tools. And that makes a huge difference. And that means that we're going to get close to the metal, hopefully, meaning like the games are going to take advantage of the hardware much sooner than they would on the PlayStation 3 because it's easier to develop for.
You know, everyone says Microsoft always gets it right after the first version. You always want to wait for version 2.0. So that might be what the 360 is going for.
We're
running out of time. Let's do real quick, go around and say a little bit about what we've been playing.
All right.
Rob, why don't you go first?
Okay, so I just got my second character in World of Warcraft, level 60. So I got a level 60 human priest now.
You need an intervention.
Playing that like nuts. The other thing I've been playing is that as part of I got issued a tablet PC as part of my welcome package at Microsoft, and I've been playing all these PopCap games like Chuzzle and Bejeweled 2 and Big Money, and they are so amazing with the tablet PC. Like it's like a big DS.
So it's a super hardcore on the World of Warcraft, and then the super casual on everything else.
Yeah, but the interface is just amazing with the touchscreen, so I would recommend going out and buying a tablet PC.
Hey, did you see the South Park episode this week with World of Warcraft in it? What did you think of that?
Oh, yeah, and the thing is, I was, like, pointing out all the technical errors and what they were saying.
Nerd.
Well, I was like,
okay, Ralph's my favorite nerd. Is my favorite nerd.
What you got? What are you playing?
Of course, it is the beginning of the football season, and I don't mean Madden, no. I have been playing FIFA 07 since it came out Tuesday.
That football.
Oh, yeah, man. I've been deep into it and the graphics and my internet to be back up this week, so I'll be able to get into the interactive league portion of the game, which I'm really looking forward to. And the other game that I've been playing, even though I'm a year and a half old, is Black, and I can't put it down. So
yeah, I've been playing an older game, too. It's not one that was even released in this country. A Japanese game called Osu Tatake Oendan. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right at all. It's this rhythm game for the DS. You tap out on these little numbers as the rhythm of these J-pop songs go along, and these cheerleaders, male and female, just cheer you on as you go. They help out in everyday situations. It's totally wacky, totally addictive.
Dibs.
Yeah,
dibs.
I want that.
I'm still playing it. You guys can import your own from anywhere else. All right, so we're running out of time. We got to go. For Ralph Cooper and Rob Holt, I'm Kyle Orland, and this is Press Start. See you later.
Yeah.
Alt.